This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion, brought to you by Klaus Financial. Don't forget, find them online, klausfinancial.com, all one word, klausfinancial.com. It's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. It's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have a Klaus quiz question of the week. Right now, though, if you got questions, you can call 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. Joining us in studio, CJ Klaus, along with Malia Cuevas. And CJ's laughing at me. CJ,
you sound out of breath over there. He was running to get me headphones. Yes. I'm useless, and I didn't get them.
There's one thing you need to do this show, which is headphones. And the pair that we provided did not have an adapter, so I had to get an adapter, and then I had to run and grab a backup just in case. So I'll catch breath. Malia, how are you doing this morning?
I am in breath this morning.
Fantastic. And again, the telephone number's here, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Klaus Financial, of course, does the Klaus quiz question of the week. We'll do that a little bit later on in the program. Your chance to win a fantastic prize, a little pro tip. If you listen to the show, typically the answer to the Klaus quiz question of the week comes up in the show. This week, the prize, a $25 gift card to Red Lobster. Before we get rocking and rolling this morning on this week's topics, let's go over last week's question of the week.
Yeah, so we've started doing this now. We want to make sure that people who listened last week, if they didn't hear the answer to the Klaus quiz question of the week, you will hear it now today. So last week's question, and again, don't call in for the answers on this one because we're already done, but here's the answer. Last week's question was, according to data from U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics back in March of 2016, what percentage of Americans 65 and older are still working? That was the question. The answer to that question, by the way, was almost 20% of Americans 65 and older are still working.
So fantastic. And keep listening to today's show for an opportunity to win this week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Get a $25 gift card to Red Lobster. We'll tell you all about it a little bit later on in the program. Today, we're going to be talking about insurance strategies when it comes to retirement planning. Now, there are certain things I think that people, like very specific things when it comes to insurance coverages, that people need to be thinking about before they retire, correct?
Yes. You know, I think everyone immediately thinks of, well, we're probably going to talk about life insurance, which eventually we'll get to that. But but there's some other things people don't normally really give much thought to, and that's perhaps they're getting ready in retirement to travel the world. And that's something exciting to consider. But as we're getting older and we're probably helping take care of other older people and we're booking vacations and so forth, it does make sense very often to book that travel insurance that most of us just say, we're not going to need that. Mm-hmm. I hear many of my clients say, yes, you know, they were ready to go on that big cruise for their anniversary. And, you know, Aunt Josephine actually got really sick and we had to stay behind and we didn't have travel insurance. So we need to make sure we're putting things like that in place for those big ticket items, such as a big trip, because oftentimes, you know, things do happen and you don't want to be out a few $1,000s. So just keep that in mind as you're planning for those exciting trips coming up. Another area you want to look at is maybe what kind of discounts you're going to actually qualify for. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're younger and you see the AARP card come in the mail, you're like, oh, my God, am I getting that old? But as you start embracing that you're getting older and getting closer to retirement, you're actually saying to yourself, now I get to save some money. And most people, as they're looking at how they can trim down their expenses, really do start welcoming the fact that, hey, I'm going to save some money, and that's one of the great things as I get closer to that retirement age. Nope. So some areas of insurance you want to prioritize. I mentioned the travel insurance, just as an aside. Obviously, a big ticket item is your health insurance. So, you know, that word Medicare, signing up for Medicare a few months before you turn 65, actually you have a 7-month window in which you can do that. So starting 3 months before your 65th birthday, you want to look at different parts of the program that you're going to qualify for and get signed up for that. If you're not yet going to be 65 and you're thinking about retiring, that's where we really have to do a lot of extra planning. Medicare, of course, offers you the health insurance that you're going to need. So you're going to need to be looking at, do I have health insurance through my partner? Do I have health insurance through a COBRA plan at work? Or am I going to have to go to a state-sponsored plan? So again, insurances become very vital as we start planning for our retirement.
And that health insurance, definitely a big part of that. Telephone numbers, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Claus Financial, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas and CJ Claus joining us this morning. Don't forget, you can find Claus Financial online, clausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for their office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget as well, no cost for that first get-to-know-you, that initial kick of the tires, and a chance to get to know the folks at Claus Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. So talking a little bit about Medicare, what about things like supplemental insurance or medical supplements and prescription plans as well are something people need to be thinking about?
They are, absolutely. And as we get into this, I do just want to take one step back and remind everybody. So whenever we start talking about insurance, people go, oh, does Claus Financial sell insurance? Is that what they are? Are they an insurance agency? And the answer to that is, hopefully most of you know, the answer is no. So Claus Financial is a retirement planning firm. So we get paid to help people plan for retirement. And we do quarterback. So we call this coaching and quarterbacking. We do quarterback at times a piece of people's financial plans, which would be the investment management. And even then it's on a fee basis. So we do not sell insurance. We do not do estate plans, meaning we're not your attorney. We're not your accountant. We won't do your taxes either. However, we play in that coach and quarterback role, so we're very involved in planning for each of those items. So that's why we're talking about insurance today, not because we want to, you know, convince you to buy a particular type of insurance, but rather because it is a critical component of retirement. As a matter of fact, since we're retirement planners, here's the fact. Most people don't retire until they reach 65 because health insurance is the number one driver behind your retirement date. Now, not for everybody. I don't want to lump everybody into one category, but if you were to ask Malia and I, when do most of your people retire? 65, 65, 65, because that is when you become Medicare eligible. Before 65, Malia already hit on it, you just have to look at COBRA, which is the extension of your work-based plan, or you have to look at state-sponsored plans, which have notoriously been called the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, which now Trump has talked about repealing, which didn't end up going through. So we'll see what that all looks like as time goes on.
You know, are people often surprised if you've been working and your employer has been providing some type of insurance plan? People often, I think, are pretty surprised when they find out what it actually costs to pay. You mentioned people waiting until the cost for insurance is a very expensive part
it
of
is.
The budget.
And you know what's so interesting is people never appreciate what their employer is paying for until they retire and pay for it themselves, right? Mm-hmm. And actually, employers are getting smarter about this. They're starting to actually show this in a total compensation package at the end of the year. They'll kind of show this mathematics of what the employer actually pays for you to be employed. But health insurance is a huge component of that. So to that point, I mean, I think people need to really slow down and say, all right, what health insurance options are going to be available to me as I head into retirement? And if you have some sort of retiree medical benefit up until 65, it can be a huge blessing.
What about supplemental as well as prescription plans? What's out there and what do people need to know?
Well, this is something that people start finding out that they're getting closer to this age 65, whether they realize it or not. So true story, had a client come in and he says to me, you know, I've been getting all this information in the mail about my Medicare supplements. I see I can get one from plan A through all the way through plan N. And I just don't understand why I'm even getting them. And I said, well, that's because you're almost 60. You're almost 65. Actually, you're getting close to 66 at that point. And he goes, that's not true. And I said, well, maybe we have our numbers wrong. And he pulls out his driver's license, and he was a year older than he realized for like the last 10 years. So what's funny is you'll start seeing this stuff in the mail, your email, as you're approaching that age. And there is a lot to decipher. Let me just tell you that. So as CJ said, we don't participate. We don't sell Medicare supplements, thank goodness, because there is a lot to know. The plans range in price anywhere from $71 to $357. You really do need to figure out what do you need for that appropriate plan. And I will just say this, the plans are regulated, meaning that every single plan of every single letter has to offer the same thing. Mm. So when you go out to purchase that plan, Plan A from Company B and or Company X and Plan J through a different company, when you go out to buy those, the only thing that's going to be different is the price and the service. So those are your two qualifying factors. Just make sure that you're evaluating them on that. The price is just a price. It's a commodity. You want to make sure you're getting matched to the correct supplement. Same for Part D, getting appropriate prescription coverage, being careful that first year to make sure that you're getting the coverage that you need, not just what your neighbor says you might need.
Just one other quick thing as it pertains to this that we see people making mistakes on, and I'll make this brief. we see people making mistakes where they say, I love my group employer-based health insurance plan. I'm 65 and I'm retiring now, and my employer offers a supplement through the employer, and it's like $600 a month or $800 a month, and I want to keep my employer-based health insurance because I'm used to it. That's a big no-no. When you get to 65, you want to shop the Medicare market, because many times your employer-based supplement, they actually want you off that supplement. That's why they're charging so much. So just be aware of, there's a lot of things to know about it. Go seek out some professional guidance before you turn 65.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning. They come to us from Kloss Financial, and they are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, love to answer them for you right now. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. Give them a call at the office here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We will continue our conversation with Malia and CJ and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Hold on to that telephone number. Coming up in the next segment, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll tell you all about it coming up in that next segment. Talking insurance this morning, insurance strategies for retirement planning. Talked about, I think, for a lot of people, the big one, which is health insurance. Another one that I think a lot of people have questions about is life insurance. That is one where people say, do I really need it? How much do I need? It's one thing when you're young and you got dependents. What about when you're older? And how does that conversation go?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about some reasons you might need life insurance in retirement, but let's start with reasons you might not.
Okay.
So typically, as we head towards retirement, we're doing our best to pay off our debt, especially if you're listening to our show, right? paying down your debt, hopefully becoming debt-free before you retire. Your kids are hopefully off on their own and independent of you. You're no longer working, and you've got enough, hopefully, diversified portfolio income and Social Security income to last you the rest of your life. If those things are done, you really do have to stop and say, why do I have life insurance? Because if I die, my spouse has enough income from our portfolio and Social Security to live. We don't have any liabilities. Nobody's dependent upon us. You get my point. There really isn't much of a need for life insurance at that level. Now, there can be some reasons why you might still get one. Some people get what we'll call burial policies because they're worried about what we call the Medicaid spend down, running out of money, and then having no money to be buried. So burial policies or prepaid funeral expenses can be something to consider. Another type of life insurance would be what we call a pension replacement life insurance policy, where you take a single life pension on yourself, which gives you the most income possible from your pension. But of course, if you die after taking the single life, your spouse is disinherited. So because of that, you take the single life and then you get a life insurance policy on you to replace that in the event of your death. So we call that a pension replacement life insurance policy, again, for a very specific purpose. And finally, there can can be people who want to look at tax leveraging strategies for their estate in a very tax-free way. So this can get into irrevocable life insurance trusts and leveraging your estate through those types of trusts, something, again, that could be a possibility for people. But again, at the core of this, what I want people to hear is, if you're carrying a ton of insurance as you head towards retirement, and yet you're not quite sure what that life insurance is for, you might want to take a step back. In our minds, life insurance is fine as long as it has a specific purpose. Oh. If you look at life insurance and say, I don't really know, I just have it. Mm-hmm. Well, then you need to evaluate whether it's worth your time.
Something you mentioned. No. Oh, sorry about that.
I was just going to say one thing. You know what I think we typically find is that people either are insurance heavy, meaning that they have so much, as TJ said, and there is no really purpose for it, or people that probably should have some in place who don't understand why they don't have it in place and they need some. So again, really important to just kind of look at what are your exact risks before you just keep it or just excuse it completely.
321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. And Jay jumps in. Jay, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial.
Yeah, my dad.
Hey there, Jay.
Hey, Jay.
Hi. My dad has been retired for a long time. He has health insurance through his employer, and it's through United Health. Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying to figure out is, I believe it's a Medicare supplement that he's getting? Because is he on Medicare? Because I see with his Social Security, it says, you know, you're on Medicare, they take our money out. And he's got this through his employer, and I want to make sure that he isn't paying Medicare for insurance when he doesn't need to.
Yeah, great question. So what I would say to you, Jay, is we're actually not the full experts on Medicare supplements. We just know enough to guide people when we see red flags. And what I would say is, from what you're telling me, that's a red flag. Now, you're right that once he's 65, he can have a deduction for basic Medicare through Social Security. But the question is his group plan through his old employer providing the supplement to that Medicare? And that's where I'll say my knowledge ends. Malia, do you have any other insights on this besides saying talk to a professional?
Yeah, I think for you to probably have him on a phone call so you can call his company together, the two of you try to figure out what he's exactly paying for would make the most sense at this juncture.
Yeah, but it sounds like a red flag, Jay. I would actually talk to somebody who's a Medicare supplement specialist. And really, a lot of this is driven by premium, right? In many cases, these old work-based plans cost five times, or well, maybe that's an exaggeration, three times what a traditional Medicare supplement would. So you might want to talk to somebody.
Right. Yeah, and they pay the full amount, so he doesn't have to pay anything. It's awesome. But
Well, then actually, that's not as big of a red flag. I'd still talk to somebody, but that's not as much of a red flag.
Jay, yep. Great question. Thank you so much for the call. And again, the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Our numbers for questions, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial as well online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ and you as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Office telephone number, 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that number as well. A little bit later in the segment, we'll have our Kloss quiz question of the week. Talking insurance this morning, let's talk a little bit about long-term care insurance and that policy. I think a lot of people wonder, is that the same as like a nursing home policy? What is it? How does it differ? What are we talking about?
Go ahead. Oh, okay. Yeah, so long-term care insurance is actually, as you think about it, as you transition from working years with dependents where you've got, you know, mortgages, where the need for life insurance, or what I'll define it a little bit further, premature death insurance is really what it is. Life insurance is more important when you're younger, but then as you age and as you pay off your debts and as you head into retirement and hopefully your kids are independent, the risk really starts to shift more towards what we'll call long-term long-term care, what people have affectionately thought of as nursing home insurance. Now, it isn't nursing home insurance. Most long-term care policies allow for in-home care or nursing home care. Mm. As long as you qualify based on certain daily activities, but basically it's this notion of, hey, you know, one of my friends' mothers ended up getting dementia, went into a facility, and I heard it spent all of her money. Well, that's called the Medicaid spend down. Taxpayer-funded care is not going to kick in. That's what Medicaid is, by the way. Taxpayer-funded care is not going to kick in until you have spent down your personal assets to a pretty darn low level, which makes sense, by the way. I don't know about all of the listeners. I wouldn't want to be paying for millionaires to be in a nursing home if they've got their own money to pay for it, right? So it's this spend down that occurs. And if you don't have enough money to protect your estate from the spend down on your own, that would be considered self-insured, mm-hmm. then long-term care insurance is a way to protect yourself against that. So that's what long-term care, that's kind of the crux or the high level of what long-term care insurance is all about. Now, fun little fact for you, about 70% of 65-year-olds will use long-term care eventually, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services in 2016. Again, about 75% of 65-year-olds will use long-term care eventually. So this isn't an issue of, you know, is it a significant risk? Yeah, it is. The question is, should you be looking to purchase that kind of insurance? And again, you'd need to sit down with a professional and evaluate it on your own.
And then finally, we started off talking a little bit about AARP and some savings. I mean, are there senior discounts with some of this stuff, and should you be asking for an opportunity for a discount as a senior?
Absolutely. So what we do see is, you know, as you're younger, we see insurance rates very, very high for, like, my 17-year-old son, very, very high. And then as we get older, we start seeing, and we see it kind of modify to the lower rates. And then as we get older, we're starting to see those rates come back up. So what can you do preventatively? So you could take a defensive driving course. Most states offer that. If you take a course like that and you're age 55 or up, you could actually get a discount on your car insurance. So just be looking for things like that, as well as your homeowner's insurance. Sometimes older people in their homes, they actually look to be a more favorable risk by an insurance company, and there are different details of discounts that you can receive for that. So the name of the game is speak up, be proud of your age, and go out there and get the best discounts as possible.
Great mantra. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial Online, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number because it is now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win a $25 gift card to Red Lobster. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, what percentage of 65-year-olds will eventually use long-term care services? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer wins that $25 gift card. Don't forget as well, set up an appointment at Kloss. Not going to cost anything for that initial get to know you. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Financial.